KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly sunny skies at 71 degrees. We do look forward to be partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms firing up later this afternoon and a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Speaking of which, the main entrance at the Cass County Health System will be closed today for maintenance work and repairs. Hospital officials say all visitors and patients should use the emergency room entrance. The Atlantic Medical Center and most clinics will be closed in observance of Independence Day today, and as always, the emergency department will remain open 24/7. Well, police in Council Bluffs were called Wednesday to the Hub Trampoline Park at 7 South 4th Street in reference to an accident where a vehicle struck a building. An investigation determined the vehicle was going east, hit a parking meter in the 400 block of 1st Avenue and crossed 4th Street, hitting the building. The driver of the vehicle was identified as Mark Armstrong of Crescent. He was transported to a local hospital by ambulance for observation. His vehicle had minor damage, and the business sustained about $5,000 in damage. There were children in the building at the time. However, no one was injured. Charges are currently pending against Armstrong. Well, Harlan Mayor Gene Geddes said Wednesday that due to heavy rains, 6th Street is temporarily closed from Chatburn Avenue to Walnut Street, and Exchange Street from Pine Street to the bridge will remain closed, and he apologized to citizens on behalf of the community of Harlan. Well, Red Oak police Wednesday arrested 19-year-old Courtney Ann Hall from Red Oak. Hall was taken into custody just after 8 p.m. in the 300 block of Prospect Street for driving while suspended. Her bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at slightly more than $566. Weather forecasters have indicated the chance for widespread rainfall over the next 5 days in the Missouri River Basin. Current river forecasts estimate an additional 1.6 feet of river rise as a result. The crest of this latest rise is anticipated around 7 a.m. on Friday. Emergency management and county road officials in Pottawatomie County are advising that some residents in the northwest portion of the county could have access to their homes cut off or limited during the rise once again. Residents south of Rosewood Road and 145th Street could be impacted by this latest river level rise. Currently, the intersection of Rosewood and 145th is inundated with water and will likely remain so until the levees in northern Pottawatomie County are repaired, and as well as areas in the southern part of Meadowlark Loop. Sumac Road and 152nd Street may also be overtopped during this upcoming anticipated river level increase. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Director Doug Reed says, "We want people in the area still impacted by ongoing flooding to be aware of the potential over the next few days and take appropriate action now in case safe access to your property is hindered or completely shut off from this next round of flooding. With the potential for additional flooding and isolated thunderstorm chances over the holiday weekend, residents should remain weather aware and take heed to warnings issued by the National Weather Service. Free alerts can be obtained by signing up for Pottawatomie County Alert at www.pottcounty-ia.gov. Residents are also reminded that the deadline to file for FEMA assistance related to the flooding disaster has been extended to July 16th. The Iowa Department of Transportation is restoring limited mobility at the Interstate 29 and Iowa Highway 2 interchange in southwest Iowa. Officials say all interstate ramps are now open. Iowa Highway 2 east of the interchange is fully open, but Iowa Highway 2 west of 210th Avenue remains closed due to flood damage. Fuel and other services are therefore now accessible at the interchange. Some limited mobility is expected to be restored to Iowa Highway 2 west of 210th sometime late next month. And officials say they're working on an extensive long-range plan to modify Iowa 2 to help mitigate future flooding impacts. A contract has been awarded to realign the levee and build an overflow bridge. That work is anticipated to be completed by next spring. Other flood-related closures continues on Iowa Highways 275 and 333. Travelers should check 511ia.org, the 511 mobile app, or call 511 within Iowa for up-to-date closure information on state-owned roadways across the state. Closures due to flooding can be viewed by turning on the incident layer on the online map and on the mobile app. And a reminder for you, the City of Atlantic Fireworks Show will be at a new location and day this year, Friday, July 5th, tomorrow at the AMU Wellfields is when that will take place. Parking and viewing will be available at the Little League Complex. Days and hours for personal fireworks include today and tomorrow from noon until 11 p.m. In the funeral announcements, Joanne LaFrenz, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Joanne LaFrenz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Linda Heaton, age 70, of Nevis, Minnesota, and formerly of Anita, died June 28th in Park Rapids, Minnesota. A celebration of life for Linda Heaton will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Jones Pearson Funeral Home in Park Rapids, Minnesota, is in charge of the arrangements. Dale Haynes, age 70, of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died June 12th. Memorial services for Dale Haynes will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Brian Rustvold, age 49, of Audubon, died June 29th in rural Montezuma. Funeral services for Brian Rustvold will be this Saturday at 10:30. At Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Scotty Peterson, age 55, of Harlan, died June 27th. Funeral services for Scotty Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Robert Runyon, age 76, of Clarinda, died Monday in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Robert Runyon will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda. Steve McDermott, age 60, of Creston, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Steve McDermott will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Creston Community High School. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wilma Eggers, age 70, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Elmcrest Assisted Living. Funeral services for Wilma Eggers will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Larry Rice, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Larry Rice will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Richard Schecker, age 77, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Richard Schecker will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Michael Scott Kerr, age 74, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Michael Kerr will be next Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.